Blog Talk Radio.
Life after dust, life after dust, life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J was good, my dude. You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. I am your boy, Fetty J, and you are on the craziest show on the internet, in your car, wherever it's at. You're on the craziest show, period. And we got a lot of great stuff going on. And, man, it's a pretty crazy day. It's hot, as usual, here. And the staying in the triple digits in Texas drives me nuts. But we also... Today we're going to be covering a topic kind of pertaining to the one we did yesterday on yesterday's show. The yesterday's show was Facebook models versus pro models, which is a very great show, and I had a lot of fun with it. You know, y'all truly get 5 points of view on a lot of stuff, and today you get a lot of callers' points of view and whatnot. So you call the phone lines to be open. It'd be 347-202-0389. In today's topic, cover today is, are you cut out for the industry? And this is mainly all focused on the fashion industry, but hey, a lot of stuff can pertain to anyone going to the entertainment industry, period. Are you truly cut out for this? A lot of people don't realize there's special steps that you need to know, even though you might have the drive to be in it. That's one thing you need to have is definitely drive. But if you're not serious about other things too, and you're not equipped for certain parts of the industry, you shouldn't do it. Now, a lot of people don't realize sometimes you are meant to be in the industry. It's just what role are you supposed to play in the industry? Well, a lot of people mess up. They try to play a role that they're not. And that's where a lot of the screw-ups happen too. And I also want to say shout out to my boy in the chat room. Shout out to my boy Easy Body in the live chat room. Big ups to him. Big ups to him. Shout out to the various guests coming through, back and forth. Big ups to y'all, too. And what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and go to a quick song, and then we'll be right back on Life at the Desk Live with your boy, Teddy J. This is Zoe and Tigolo. This is written all over your face on their album, Love the 80s. They love it. On Zoe and Tigolo, Love the 80s. And I love it. It's a very hot album. Zoe will be on here next month. And be on for the college week, so y'all be on the lookout for that too. Let's go.
That's the one that's at the top. makes all my dreams come true.
Thank y'all for chilling with this Zone Tickler of the 80s, so it's only right that we give y'all a taste of that Zone Tickler love the 90s.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Life at Dusk Live with your boy, Teddy J. That was Zone Tickler, and that was a track written all over your face. Very great cover, the original song, very great cover. And I want to shout out to the middleman for just stepping into the chat room. Big ups to you. a lot of great people, man. And shout out to people that, you know, when you can't make it live, y'all do, y'all very faithful archive listeners. I appreciate you guys as well. A lot of you guys, you know, well, that's one of the big places where a lot of people listen at is the archive. So it goes to y'all. And the fact that you take the time out to still do it, even when you miss a live show, is a lot of love. So big ups to that. All right, so I want to touch on this real quick before we get into some more for today's topic. And we'll also have a boy from the Wave will be calling in a bit, so he'll be sharing his thoughts as well. I kind of got a little bit of what I had to say yesterday about a lot of the hoopla, but as far as we talk about today, as far as like tonight in the industry, I went to UrbanDictionary.com, and I like it because I like something that paraphrases our definition of things, and I kind of like a lot of these definitions. A lot of these are dead on to the point. So I'm going to go to this first one. I think it's pretty good. A model is a male or female that promotes a product, agency, event, clothing line, etc. There are different types of models, including print, fashion, swimsuit, and promotional. They all come in all sizes and ages, and females usually have to be anywhere from 5'7" and higher for most modeling, and for males about 5'9" and higher for that as well. Although print models have no height requirements, that's a very key thing. And pretty much, they also, a lot of times, sometimes some print, your big fashion magazines and whatnot, they'll go for telling people that you'll see in the runway. And typically, they usually build their portfolios, they create comp cards to be booked for modeling jobs, and a payment that is really good, depending on jobs you can and how much experience you got. So one thing they don't mention here very well is it goes to the relationships you build with people. And I can't stress that enough to people. Building relationships is a very key thing in this industry. If you're going to be stuck up and stuck in the shell, you're not going to get that far. You get a little bit further. You got money, it gets you a little bit further. But even some of the people that got, they're not building the right relationships. Some people that have way more money, you won't do anything with you. So that's a very key thing, building key relationships. Take you look at it. Look at some of the people who go up to some of these artists that are up in company. They technically don't need to go to them, and they like high up in the food chain, but they do because one of the key things is the networking. They also want somebody that's going to take their place when they're not here. And so that's another key thing in networking. You need to try to build a relationship so people can fall behind and keep that great culture going on. That's what a lot of people don't realize. There's no need to be greedy and be kept to yourself. Shout out to Ms. Computer Lady for stepping into the chat room as well. And let's see, I had another one, and I saw another one that's very, 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 very good. I want to say this, because this is kind of, some of this stuff is kind of just funny. I just love to see how crazy it is. Now, let me see, where was it? Oh, this one. This one kind of plays on the fact that we talked about yesterday. A model is what almost everybody on AOL of age, usually 16 to 24, and female that claims, in which that's what they claim they are. And to touch on that, like we talked about yesterday, a lot of times a lot of people, they just say they're models and they don't really try to go into the industry being serious. It's like somebody said they're a rapper, and I cannot stand when people run around and say that they're artists or models and they're not really trying to get into the industry. Like, if you're trying to get attention, just be you. Like, at the end of the day, I can't say this anymore. Being you, just be you, and then you get the right type of attention. If people don't like who you are, then oh well, keep it moving. That's just how I feel about that. So just be you. Mm-mm-mm. So we'll go to another hot song, because this is a very great inspirational track as far as letting people know what you need to do when it comes to the industry as far as trying to be serious. You need to get to the money. Shout out to my boy Spinner. We're going to go to this track and we'll be right back on Life at the Dust Live with your boy Teddy J. That's live with your boy Teddy J. And I'd like to remind you guys of my great purpose announcement for every Wednesday. And that is, it says hump day, make sure that you hump responsibly. So remember that, hump people responsibly, please. I want you guys to be safe and, you know, don't have any new people into the world that you didn't plan on having, as well as catch yourself that was unplanned as well. So remember, hump responsibly. And anyway, to finish touching on the whole model thing, and yes, Mr. Peel, I want to talk about that too. She talked about in the chat room about, because, you know, of course, right now, that's not what I've been doing. There's a little certain part in the radio personality stage where I'm doing different tests on, like, different networks for people to kind of get adjusted. Of, like, okay, let me do my show in here. And maybe actually for this platform, because there's some networks that use some of the same platforms. So I basically stuck within platforms, not different, like, radio networks. And pretty much the main ones people tend to use are TalkShoe, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker. The Spreaker's starting to get real hot now. And, of course, Shoutcast. Those are the main ones a lot of people tend to use a lot. And just the whole setup of all this, I like them. And I think it depends on the type of person you are, depending on what you want to do. And everything's for each one of them have a thing for each person. That's pretty good. I like you got to pay for some of the stuff. You got to pay for those Shoutcasts for a lot of stuff as far as having your own station. But when you have your own station, it's like you pretty much have a 24-hour ran station and you set up the way you want to, and you pretty much have a lot of freedom. And just the apps that go with it and everything are perfect. So I like that. And pretty much as far as the main ones I would use is Blog Talk and Shoutcast, but following that, Spreaker is very good too. I like Spreaker. It just only I wish they had a better calling feature. When Shoutcast doesn't necessarily have a built-in calling feature, but just the capabilities of it and the clarity of the system is perfect. So I love them for that. As far as the models, man, going back into it some more. Like another thing is driving me, as far as driving me saying with models. And not necessarily saying people are serious about models or whatnot, is when you go on Facebook, man, it's really annoying. I didn't even talk about this just in the Facebook models, which is I'm tired going to it and it's like a bunch of shoe ads. Like, what is it with the shoe ads, man? Like, every time I turn my head, someone's tagged because they, and I haven't really been tagged in a while, except for one time within the past 6 months that happened, like, recently, and then pretty much. A lot of times you block a lot of that stuff. You tend not get those kind of friend requests. And it goes to a point. A lot of people that's always been doing this, like screening who they decide to add as friends, you gotta be even more careful how you screen, because some people screen, they go, I don't know that person. Yes, that is a good way of doing it, but sometimes that's not good either, because what I do is I go to your page. Now, some people have this stuff on private. When you're trying to add them or whatnot, you know, or accept their friend request. But still, you can go to their page and you can find out a lot of stuff really quick. I went to the person's page. I noticed the pictures. Like, they've been, like, they only have, like, one picture. And then I always go, and if I can get access to it, I look and see what their tag pictures are and see how they're tagging people and whatnot. And I noticed that some of those people are tagging people with the pictures every left and right to them shoes. And that lets you know not to add that person. So the more you zero in on not adding those people, the less those friend requests you have and less all that crap you have. Because I pretty much, at the end of the day, I don't have it tagged to me. I just happen to go to my news feed, and I see so many people that have tagged it. So, and that's because they get you, man, if you have no real fine women promoting the stuff. Like, and then on top of that, had the stuff be fake anyway. Because, you know, one time I did, when they very first had, I said, oh, let me check it out and see if this one's legitimate. Let me see if they really got shoes in there. It'll lead you to this place that doesn't have none of these shoes, and it makes no freaking sense. So, at the end of the day, man, y'all get it right, man. Y'all gonna, at least you're going to put the shoe ads up, make sure there's real shoes or something, man. But, because I might actually buy them. Definitely not know. I wasn't probably actually buy them until I found out that was fake. So, shout out to you guys for just ruining your own stuff. And it messes up a lot, because a lot of times they're pretty much taking a lot of these women's pictures and putting it on those, making fake profiles and whatnot. And my thing is to that, too. Is a lot of great sites that are trying to promote models, for some of these models in their own little mind frame and saying, oh, I don't want to be promoted. But if it's a positive site, is really doing a lot of great things, and you feel like you're too big for it, but you're not too big to get your picture stolen and have a fake profile created of you on Facebook and Twitter. So think about that. A lot of very deep stuff you can come out of that, and just like I said, just continue to just be safe on how you want to do stuff. And when it comes to industry, as far as when it comes to music too, make sure that you network. I can't stress that enough. Network. I say that every time on a guest comes on the show, they say, and it don't matter how low the totem pole they are and how high the totem pole they are, you still, at the end of the day, they all are going to say that networking was key for them and is still key for them. So at the end of the day, like, we got people like Lady Dre in the chat room, people like Miss Computer Lady, people like The Metal Man, people like Easy Rider. These people all have something intricate they do as far as this pertains to the industry. And the key thing is going to these different shows and, you know, making a network. And a lot of times, a lot of people don't understand that. Be mutual in your support, man. Like, don't go around always asking people to support you, and you're not even trying to support them somewhat. So, you know, just we got to get better about that. And I can tell you, I pretty much, and this is my first time really meeting Millman, but I can pretty much tell you, because I've seen Millman's name before, I can tell you what every last one of these people do. Lady Drea in the chat room, she does a lot of great graphic designing. You got my girl, Miss Computer Lady. She's a personality here on Blog Talk Radio. She's also, like, she's just, like, great with computer tips. Like, sometimes some people are probably like, man, she's teaching me something, I already knew. But that's the thing, the point of the whole show is, so, I mean, there's stuff that I've been there before and it's stuff that I knew, but she'll blow my mind because she'll have some stuff in there that I was like, dang. Like, she had like a four-part series of cloud computing, and that blew my mind because that's something that's really going on really big right now that is pretty much like Google Plus and all that stuff is pertaining to cloud computing. And then Middleman is a personality on here on Blog Talk as well. Easy Rider owns a site, bid66.com, where you can actually bid for some, you can do some great bids on some great stuff. And I've been on them before. It is a zoo. But it's a fun zoo. I love it. It's like, the camaraderie that goes on between everybody is like crazy. Everyone's like battling for like, oh, I gotta get this. And some people, I'm looking at the screen like, how the heck did they get that thing for that low? So it's very great to just always network and know, always support people, man. Because end of the day, when those people get big and you get big too, because I pretty much I have this thing. I always had, like, this big vision, like, just all of us is, like, walking around doing great things. And just we all just get big and we just kind of support each other, like, oh, we at this big table enjoying a meal, just basking our success. All right, so we are out the building. And y'all know everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, through God, there is a way. Make sure y'all check out the Dust Spot at dustspot.com. And also check out any shows you missed on iTunes by typing in Life at a Dust Live. And you can also check out the shows on blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. All right, we are out of here. And we might do a surprise show tomorrow. We might not. So if we don't, we'll see you next week. We'll have our boy Young Gucci Music presents Mike Crotter. So let's find out what that's going to be all about. We out of here.